Good evening. This is Eastern Sierra Now. Today we're covering an arrest by the Inyo County Sheriff's Office following a recent incident. A beloved Eastern Sierra fundraiser finds a new location for its annual walk and run. The Bishop Union High School mathletes keep their winning streak alive. And we'll check in on snowpack levels across the Eastern Sierra as the latest survey shows some progress. Today's show is brought to you by travel agent Hannah Fortney, helping travelers turn vacation plans into stress-free adventures. And before we dive in, today is National Johnny Appleseed Day, a celebration of planting seeds and growing something good, which feels appropriate, because around here we're planting the seeds of today's news. Let's get started. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office have made an arrest following a stabbing incident that occurred over the weekend. According to yesterday's press release, officers responded on March 8th at approximately 6:42 p.m. to a reported stabbing in Bishop. Authorities say officers arrived at the scene and located a victim suffering from injuries related to the incident. Emergency medical personnel responded and the victim received treatment. Following an investigation, a suspect was identified and taken into custody in connection with the stabbing. Officials say the investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact local law enforcement. The Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance's annual Blue Ribbon Walk and Run will take place later this month with a change in location. Scheduled for March 28th, the Blue Ribbon Walk and Run is a community fundraiser that supports individuals and families in Inyo and Mono counties who are undergoing cancer treatment. This year, the event will take place at the Mill Pond Recreation Area. Participants can take part in the event or donate directly to the organization to help raise funds that go directly toward assisting local residents facing cancer-related challenges. Registration is $40 for adults and $20 for children ages 12 and under. Additional details about registration and participation are available through the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance.
Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a FORA-certified travel advisor, also Disney-certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned, from Death Valley to Hawaii, and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you. Mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, dot travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that.
The Bishop Union High School varsity mathletes are continuing their successful season. At a recent competition held in Rosamond, the team faced what was described as their most challenging test of the year. Despite the difficulty, the Bishop team earned a total of 14 points in the competition. That performance secured another victory for the mathletes, placing first ahead of Boron with 13 points and Rosamond with 12 points. Caleb Fitt placed third overall in the competition with 5 points, followed by Joseph Borrow in fourth with 4 points. Team members and coaches say the strong showing reflects both the dedication of the students and the preparation leading into the competition. With another win now on the board, the team is looking ahead to the remainder of the season. The latest snow survey for the Eastern Sierra is showing progress as the region moves further into the winter season. Hydrographers conducted the March 1st snow survey to measure snowpack levels across the area. Currently, the snowpack is holding at 100% of its normal level. According to the report, snowpack conditions have improved compared with earlier measurements this season, but a more complete picture will be revealed after the final survey of the year in April. Snow surveys are conducted periodically throughout the winter to help track water supply conditions and forecast runoff for the coming year. Officials say continued storms and snowfall in the coming weeks will play an important role in determining how the overall water year develops.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it. You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Time now for your Eastern Sierra Sports Report, sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up authentic barbecue in Big Pine. Locals can take advantage of their locals' first approach, which includes discounts and skip-the-line privileges. Learn more at coppertopbbq.com. The Bishop Union High School ski race team recently wrapped up competition at the California-Nevada Interscholastic Ski and Snowboard Federation State Championships, held March 4th and 5th at Sugar Bowl, California. 7 Bronco athletes qualified for the event, competing against top skiers from across California and Western Nevada in both giant slalom and slalom alpine racing disciplines. On the girls' side, Tegan Orr, Eden Felde, and Charlie Morris represented Bishop Union High School, competing in a field of about 100 athletes and skiing through challenging and unfamiliar terrain. For the boys, Body Berkovats, Bo Tanner, Zavi Coakley, and Banyan Fulkerson competed in a field of 104 racers. Bo Tanner delivered one of the team's top results, finishing 9th place in the slalom race, earning a top 10 finish at the state level. That's your Eastern Sierra Sports Report, brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, where locals get discounts and skip the line privileges.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Here's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. It's shaping up to be a beautiful, clear day on the mountain, with bright, sunny skies expected from start to finish. The base depth at Mammoth Mountain is currently sitting at 76 inches, and the resort has 175 trails open, served by 24 lifts, along with 9 terrain parks available for riders and skiers. As for conditions, expect the snow to be hard and fast early this morning, before the sunshine begins to soften things up as the day goes on, leading to classic spring skiing conditions. Mountain officials are reminding guests to choose routes carefully and stick to runs that match your ability level. So if you're heading up, you can expect blue skies, plenty of terrain, and a classic spring day on Mammoth Mountain. Here's a look at your weather for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes through Friday. Starting in Bishop, today brings brilliant sunshine and warm temperatures, with highs reaching around 75 degrees. Overnight lows will cool down into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures warm up even more. Expect sunny skies and a high near 78 degrees, with overnight lows again around 40 degrees. Then, on Friday, we stay warm and mostly sunny, with a high near 80 degrees once again, and morning lows right around 43 degrees. Now heading up the hill to Mammoth Lakes. Expect typical spring mountain conditions over the next few days. Today will be sunny with cool mountain air, with highs in the upper 50s and overnight lows dropping into the 20s. Tomorrow stays mostly sunny and mild, with highs again near 57 degrees. By Friday, conditions remain partly sunny and pleasant, with afternoon highs hovering around the upper 50s. Overall, the Eastern Sierra is looking at a stretch of dry weather, plenty of sunshine, and warming temperatures, especially in the valley. And that's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra today. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel so you never miss the latest local news. And be sure to follow ESN on social media for updates throughout the day. While you're online, head over to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats and vote in this month's ESN Epic Eats poll, where we're asking one of life's most important questions. Who serves the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra? Your taste buds, and possibly your future dinner plans, will thank you. And thanks again to today's sponsor, travel agent Hannah Fortney, helping make your next getaway just a little easier to plan. And since it is National Johnny Appleseed Day, we'll leave you with this reminder. Whether it's apples, good ideas, or great pizza, today's a good day to plant the seeds for something delicious. Thanks for watching Eastern Sierra Now. We'll see you next time.